Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. And we have a few questions for him. Number one, what was your first job, Chris?
My first job was actually sorting papers for my dad here at Treasure Island. Back then, we were in West Acres, down in the basement. And he would have so much business happening, so many deals going on, that he'd have all these different papers everywhere around his desk. And I wanted to hang out with Dad and help him somehow. And so he'd say, okay, Chris, go through and pick up all these different papers over here, and then I want you to alphabetize them. And so I would do that based on the name of whoever the person was that sent the invoice or the paper, and I'd get them into stacks. And then I'd put them into folders that had that person's name on it. So I could save him a lot of time and make sure that everything was organized and sorted by date. And so, yeah, that's how I got started. I think I was probably, maybe 6 or 7 years old back when I was sorting papers for my dad.
Did you get paid doing it or not?
He would give me, a couple bucks to go play some video games over at Pirate's Den, because we had Pirate's Den in the mall back then, and so the big arcade games where you could pop the quarters in, but I spent a lot of time playing video games, and that's how I got so smart.
You just made the Galaga sound when you die. You did that.
Well, that's good.
How do you make money with gold?
So the way that we make money with gold, a lot of people think that we buy gold when it's a low price and then we sell it when it's a higher price. But that's not what we do. That would actually be called speculating. And we don't speculate at all. What we do, we purchase gold from refineries and mints and other people who have gold or silver that they want to sell. And when we do it, we simultaneously sell it in a paper market, and that's called a hedge. So if I buy gold for $1,300, if I buy 100 ounces of gold for $1,300, I'll simultaneously sell 100 ounces of gold for $1,300 on paper on a market like the COMEX. And then the price of gold, if it's going up or it's going down, I'm protected from that movement in price. And so where we make our money is what we call it's on the spread. So if we have, say, a 10-ounce gold bar, and the price of gold is $1,300, I might be buying gold at $10 per ounce over the price of gold, and then I'm selling it for $20 over the price of gold. So I'm making $10 on a $13,000
profit. Bar. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a lot of profit. The gold industry is very, very competitive at our level because our major business is wholesale. So we distribute gold all over the country. And so we have a very, very thin profit margin, and it requires us to manage the risk and to hedge and use derivatives and different instruments. So it's pretty complicated. Not a lot of people know how to do it that way.
What is the coolest thing you've bought or sold or found from a metal detector at Treasure Island?
Well, the coolest thing that we've bought or sold, man, it's been so many things.
Or found.
Well, my dad has found ancient Celtic gold coins. He found a Roman gold signet ring that was used by a Roman official to stamp a wax seal for the envelopes that he would send to other people. So my dad has a gold ring with a wax seal, or with a signet ring that is used for stamping. My dad has found a papal bulla in a ancient Roman battlefield in England. And so that was a big lead seal that the Pope would use to seal a communication that he was sending somewhere else to some other country. And so my dad found one of those buried in the ground.
It was lead?
Yeah, it's a lead seal. It was lead, yep.
Yeah, it's
painted
poisonous.
Lead. Yeah, lead is, yeah, you got to watch out for lead. So he's found lots of cool stuff, and we buy all kinds of cool things. Right now we have two sterling silver elephants with real ivory tusks.
I want an elephant.
They're probably 20 or 30 years old, but they're big silver elephants, and we're trying to figure out what to do with them because they're worth some money. But we always find cool stuff here. I can't even begin to remember how many cool things we've bought and sold.
Do you deal with Pokemon cards? Because they can be worth a lot of money.
No. We used to deal with cards back in the 80s and the 90s. That was a big thing that Treasure Island was known for. Kids from all over Fargo would come to Treasure Island to buy their baseball cards.
Oh.
And other cards. Even your dad. Even your dad.
He was here?
He would come and buy cards, and everybody in town came to Treasure Island for sports cards. But with the internet, once the internet came out, it made it very difficult to make any money on cards. And pretty soon we were finding out that our wholesale distributor was selling us boxes of cards for more than it would cost us to go on eBay and buy them ourselves. So why would our customers want to come in and buy cards
that are more than the price of what then they can, yeah.
Exactly. So like Amazon and eBay basically wiped out all the little card shops all over the country. So you don't see many anymore. So we got out of the card business in 2001. That was when we finally said, oh, we're done.
Because I've been on the internet and looked at all these card prices, and I've been looking at Pokemon cards, and there's a card for 5 cents. And yeah. Why would you go to a store and buy cards for $5 when you could just get it off eBay?
Yeah, but there are some cards shops like Paradox downtown. They sell.
I'm a customer there. I go there about every week.
Yep, so that's cool.
What advice do you have for young kidpreneurs like me?
Young kidpreneurs, well, question everything. Never assume that you know what you think you know, and take advice from other people, but you always want to be trying to understand the whole picture. So when somebody's teaching you something, they're giving you a little piece of a puzzle, and you got to try to fit it in with other pieces of the same puzzle, and you're trying to create a picture of the world for yourself. And so that's what I've done all my life, is just take little things, and sometimes you'll get a puzzle piece that doesn't fit anywhere, but you just got to take it and put it somewhere and wait until you find other pieces to put
align
together. Yep. And also, you know, don't think about like, well, I'm going to go to college, and that's the magic pill that will get me a good life and a good job in the future. You have to think about, why would I go to college? What career would I want to go into? And then you also have to think, is the career that I want to go into, is it something that people need? Is there a demand for it in society? Or am I just going to be throwing money down a hole to get a degree that gets me a job at McDonald's? So you got to really understand the world and try to find, you know, what am I good at, and how can I help other people? Because in the end, being an entrepreneur means that you are delivering a service that people need, that people want. And that's how you make money. That's how you get rewarded for doing something that other people want. So you have to think about what is lacking in the world, and what can I do to give people a service that they're not being given, or do it better.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to get a high school diploma and make calendars with kitties on them.
You could do that. You could do that. I hear there's a lot of demand for those.
I don't think so, but how important is giving back to your community?
Oh, very important. Because for me, family is the first and most important thing. I have 5 children that we homeschool. And family is, the family unit is really the root of civilization. So I'm a very traditional sort of person when it comes to that sort of thing. And a lot of people think that life could be reduced to just markets and money and profit margins. And so for a lot of people, that's what motivates them. But business and markets and money, those things are there to serve people who come first. People come first, families come first, communities come first. And so we all have a life together to enrich one another as human beings who love each other and protect one another and serve one another. And so that's really the ultimate purpose. And so giving back, how do we do that here? We pay people a very fair wage. We pay people more than we could pay them. You know, we could get away with paying them less, but we want to pay them more.
Well, thank you for your time, Chris.
Sure.
Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island.
It was a pleasure.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.